New Year's Day Jottings. January 1st, 1905. Patriarchs and prophets and great controversy to remain unchanged. This beginning of the new year shall be to me one of praise to God for his care and loving kindness. I have repeated the Lord's Prayer, and then earnestly prayed for the Lord to give me today an experience that will be a blessing not only to myself, but to others. I desire to gain today an experience that the Lord shall approve. Yesterday, propositions were made that needed thoughtful, prayerful consideration. Undoubtedly refers to a proposal made by a prominent canvassing agent that patriarchs and prophets and great controversy be abbreviated and united. W.C. White. I have carefully considered these propositions and will now say, patriarchs and prophets and great controversy must go out to the people as they are. They cover ground that reaches from the beginning to the close of this earth's history, and they should not be changed. With this question settled, I feel the assurance the Lord's blessing will accompany the reading of these books. We are to make as little change as possible in books which contain the light that the Lord has declared the people should have. To drop out any part of these books would not result favorably, for they are as much needed today as when they first came before the world. These books were written under the influence and in accordance with the instruction of God, and no part of them is to be treated as needless. Let these books go forth as they are, and let God make the explanation essential by imparting His Holy Spirit. The Peril of Self-Sufficiency. There will be changes in religious matters, and there will be apostasies among Seventh-day Adventists. Many will give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. But not one will be led astray who does not exalt himself, walking in self-sufficiency and self-confidence. God will give men and women light through His Word and through the testimonies He sends. Those who choose as their criterion a fellow being liable to err, liable to apostatize, looking to erring man for guidance, will be left to follow their pernicious ways. And by them, the truth will be evil spoken of. Making flesh their arm, they will lead others astray. And when men fall into errors and reveal plainly the spirit they are of, let them alone. If, after following the directions Christ has given, you fail to bring them to repentance, do not clasp hands with them, giving them high places of responsibility. When you do this, the Lord is ashamed of you, because you call evil good and good evil. Many a man has been destroyed by being flattered and upheld in a wrong course of action. The time has come when things must be called by the right name. To uphold and retain in positions of influence men who by their words and acts exert a wrong influence is to mislead many and dishonor God. Those who refuse to heed the word of God, those who will not obey His command to make straight paths for their feet, lest the lame be turned out of the way, shall be cut off from the people of God. It is a dangerous thing to exalt any man, to set him up as one who is to be honored. Cease ye from man, whose ways continually mislead. The results of the course of the one who is exalted will be charged to his associates who have unwisely placed confidence in him. A new year has just begun. Who will begin this year with a personal dedication of themselves to God, who will now say, I have done iniquity, and I repent, and will do so no more? How many this year will bear witness for God?